Yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
Damn, you louder than a bitch. God damn. Oh my God.
Sorry.
It's all good. Anyway, it's your boy King Swag. This is Henny Tings. And today I'm joined by a couple of our family members. So, you know what I'm saying? Let's everybody say what's up. Say your names. Your stage names.
Ahead.
By the way, they just came up with this on the spot. So all their stage names may be interesting. So let's hear this. Let's hear this.
All right. So let's start off with me. I'm MJ. You already know what's up. It's Lean. What's up?
It's Princess. What's good?
All right.
Hey, I'm Alta.
Alta. Okay. All right. It sound like y'all gave a good.
Yeah,
most definitely. Well, I mean, it's not bad. They're not bad.
What?
Anyway, I mean, they're not bad at all. They're not bad at all. But anyway, so I mean, I like the names. I like the names. I mean, what was it? Alta.
Mm-hmm.
Alta. Who else? What else?
Lean.
Lean, okay, I like that. That one raw. That one's raw than a bit, though.
Raw than a bit.
That raw than a bit. What else? And then Princess, that's kind of, that one's good, too. Because, I mean, yeah, okay. And Alta, right. Alta, what made you think of Alta?
To be honest with you, I don't know. It sounds like Alta, Delta, Alpha, Omega. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just sounds cool. Alta.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying?
You so set me up for that.
Stop fucking lying. And then it's set up. I like the name.
I like the name, too. I didn't think, you know, I was going to get ranked on.
No,
hey,
man, the
it's
name
okay,
isn't
man.
Bad. The name isn't bad. No, we're just messing with you.
It's love, baby.
It's love. So, all right. So, once again, it's your boy King Swag, joined by some of the Henny Tings familiar. And we're going to actually touch on a couple of topics. I just want to see somebody's phone going off. All right. No problem with that. It's all good. But what's it called? We're going to go ahead and touch on a few topics. So I just wanted to gauge, since this has been a topic of discussion, I wanted to gauge everyone's opinion on the state of hip hop in regards of the beef. I mean, we had XXXTentacion being killed in Florida. That was just up in Deerfield. We have a number of things going on. You got Drake getting called out for being a deadbeat dad, which apparently is not true. Kanye West spilling the beans, you know, telling all his business to push a T. You got people getting shot. You got a whole bunch of crazy shit going on in the world. What do you guys think about the current state of not just hip hop, but our community?
I personally think, I'm going to speak on the Drake subject. I think that him leaving his son out of his life was probably for the best, if anything. Because, mm-hmm. like, if you look at all the other, like, celebrities, kids and stuff, they're all being judged already as kids. Like, they're just living.
What?
Or they...
Mm-hmm.
No, I agree, because, like, with Blue Ivy and with Northwest, like, they're around the same age, and they get compared to a lot, and they're, like, not, they're, like, 5 years old.
That's true.
And that's yeah. like, they're just, like, little kids, and they're already getting compared to each other at such a young and influential age.
Okay, yeah. I like the direction this is going. Go ahead, no, continue. I like the direction. Continue, guys, continue.
I'm sure he's around in some sort of way. Like, mm-hmm. I'm sure he disappears for a while or something and goes check up on him or... Or
all that money
of
he
the
has,
sort,
of
maybe
course
pay for him.
Around. Yeah.
Maybe pay like for like expenses or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, at least that's what I think. He could be a deadbeat dad, and he could just.
He could actually care for the child and like not want to put him in the spotlight and just like keep him hidden, but still care for him in that way. Or he could just be a deadbeat dad, like you said, because.
Do you guys really think he's a deadbeat dad, though? I mean, when those rumors and allegations surface, you guys really think someone that makes as much money as Drake and the status that he's at would be a deadbeat dad? I mean, that would only hurt his career. But I mean, anything is possible. We don't know Drake. You know what I mean? I don't know Drake. I don't think any of you guys really know him. So
that's probably why he didn't. That's probably why he didn't want anyone to know. Like he threatened X apparently, like with his life if he told anyone. Mm. You know, that could also be like.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Oh, allegedly.
Yeah, we here at Anything's do not support this guy. Anyway, but listen, hey, it's all possible. Anything's possible. I just don't want the fans, Drake fans, going crazy on us and trying to destroy us because people love Drake. You know what I mean? I'm a big Drake fan myself. You know what I'm saying? Scorpios, we in the building all day, every day. But all the Zodiac signs, once again, big ups. But you never know what could happen. So since we kind of got a general consensus on Drake and that situation, how did you guys feel about maybe the way the information came out in regards of
well, they were all speaking like about it like negatively.
Mm-hmm.
They're all saying like, oh, he left him alone, that's all. It was all just really negative, and they made jokes about it too. Like, that's how it came out to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to be honest with you, I think it was just wrong because how the information came out with a rap battle, a beef, supposedly, mm-hmm. between Pusha T and Drake. And the thing mm-hmm. is, with Pusha, he took it too far with mentioning his kid. People shouldn't mention no one's kid or mm-hmm. family when they're, you know...
when,
you know, they're busting chops at each other. You know, it's just rude. Keep family out of things, you know? And that's where I think it just went just completely wrong. And as for Drake and keeping his kid out of the, you know, the media, you know, it was very smart, you know, as a parent.
What?
You know, I don't want mm-hmm. my kid to be in, you know, all up in the media. I would like for him to have his space, you know, for them to have their space. Like, come on. Like Lean said, you know, how they're ready to start comparing kids from a young age, from like Blue Ivy to Northwest, you know. So it's like people don't need, you know, other people talking about the kids, you know, makes you feel some type of way, you know. So it's like you don't want to go ahead and start like, you know, having beef with different because your kid's name is in their mouth, you know. So it's like it's just better off to keep the kids out of the media and just do your thing, you know. So
it's safer too.
It's safer, yeah.
That is true. I agree with that. All right, so we're gonna change the topic from Kanye. Not why I said Kanye. We're talking about Drake. Maybe I should go to Kanye. How do you guys feel about Kanye West? Apparently, sources say that Kanye West was the one who leaked the information to Pusha T, which then leaked the information in that diss track, Story of Adidon, to the world. That's how everyone initially found out that Drake had a child, thanks to that information. I'm not sure if you guys are aware, but apparently Drake, the story goes, Kanye West was having issues on his album in which he recently released. And this was a couple months back. He asked Drake for his help, you know, to maybe write a song or two. Drake was in the middle of recording Scorpion. He flies over to Wyoming or wherever to help out Kanye West. He helps out Kanye West with the song, but in the process of doing that, he ends up playing Kanye his track that he recorded, which is was called March something. I forgot I did in the previous recording, but he plays a track anyway that alludes to him being a father and having a child. So it's kind of like a moment of like, hey, like I just found out we're helping each other, like this camaraderie, like, hey. And he actually played the track for Kanye, and in that song it really revealed that Drake was a father. And after that, you know, Pusha T dissed Drake in Infrared, which was produced by Kanye West. So you see how this goes. And that's why then Drake fired back with that song, the Duppy freestyle, the Duppy song, kind of dissing more so Kanye than even Pusha T. And then, you know, present tense, then, you know, it was a whole bunch of foolishness. But I mean, it seemed like sources say it was Kanye West. How do you guys view Kanye West for, I mean, let's be honest. After his mental breakdown and all that other stuff, I still love Kanye. I like Kanye. But I mean, I think he's kind of, I don't know what's going on with him. I don't think any of us know what's really going on with this man. But how do you guys really feel about Kanye West himself? From the artist, the person, the creator of those Yeezys, those very expensive Yeezys. But I mean, how do you guys feel about Kanye West in this situation with the beef with Drake? And if it say if these are 100% facts that Kanye West did tell Pusha T, you know, Drake's business, how do you guys feel after Drake lends him a helping hand to help him on his album and then he kind of stabs him in the back, so to speak? How do you guys view that? Because that's actually apparently what happened.
Well, to be honest with you, that was very disappointing to hear that, you know, Ye would do some bullshit, you know, like that, to be honest with you. I thought he was a little bit more real than that. For him to go and, you know, basically talk about some other person's information, especially when that individual trusted, you know, confined in him with this very serious, information.
Yep.
For him to go ahead and do that and talk crap, you know, to someone that was kind of sort of beefing with Drake, that was wrong, to be honest with you. And the thing is, with Ye having his issues with his mental breakdown and whatnot, you know, I was having his back on a lot of the you know, stuff, because fame is a lot, you know, and it's a lot of responsibilities, and, you know, he's going to be dealing with a lot of people's bullshit in the industry itself. Yeah. And yeah, so he's going to, you know, sometimes you feel alone and you don't know who to trust. And then you will think him, by knowing all this stuff, you know, having issues trusting people, it just came to surprise with the fact that he's going to go ahead and just betray Drake like that with something so serious, you know, because he knows what it is to not trust other people, you know. And for him to just do that, that was just a blow. That was that was like below the belt. That was just like disrespectful, you know. It wasn't cool, you know. And I'm just disappointed. I'm just disappointed with Ye, you know. It kind of broke my heart, I ain't going to lie.
All right. Anyone else want to chime in?
Anyone else?
It's just, if anything, it's like, that's kind of like a maturity thing too. Like, why even do that in the first place?
Mm-hmm. Like, there's no reason for you to be spreading other people's business. Like, that's a low. It's really low. Really low.
Especially if you're famous.
Especially if you're famous. All right, I see what you guys are saying. Yeah, it was. I think a lot of people view it very similarly. All right, we're going to change up the topic real quick. We're going to bounce around to a couple of topics. All right, I just want to gauge your ideas, your thoughts, your opinions, so on and so forth. Once again, this is Henny Tings, your boy King Swag. We joined by the familia, you know what I mean? We in the building. So, and like I always say, we doing it big. So we're going to go ahead and touch on, I'm not sure if you guys even remember this artist. I'm not trying to try her at all. I remember her because she's thicker than a snicker. But I'm only bringing her up because she recently released a song. And it's interesting. Do you guys recall Miss Iggy Azalea?
Yeah.
Y'all recall? Now, she released a song and it's called, let me see, Azalea. Yes, Iggy Azalea. It's called Cream, featuring Tyga. Have you guys heard it yet?
No.
I'm not sure. I'm going to play it for you guys. It's only like 2 minutes and 47 seconds, all right? So I'm going to actually play it. I want you guys to listen to it and then give me your thoughts on it, okay? Mm-hmm. All right.
First you get the money, then you get the power.
I love it.
Respect.
I don't think it's that bad, actually, to be honest.
Open up the safe, bitches got a lot to say. Pussy in your face, that'll put you in your place. Seven letters on the plate, fuck you when I break. I got cars, I got bags, I got real estate. Foreplay, I ain't come to play. I got big fish money, he gon' bite the bait.
Can you drop it down, make that ass talk to me?
Keep that energy, gone up the Hennessy. I need my bag quickly. Separate 6 degrees. Bitches think they know me. Sex pistol sit vicious with you when it's horny. Hit me on my cash app, check it in the morning. Cash. In this bitch shining, dressed in designer. She could get high, and it's perfect time. Drink with the time. Bella Hadid, homie could get it. Ass. Cash. Cash.
I didn't understand this part.
Ass. Bags.
Ass. Cash. Bags. Bags. Fat, I didn't even get that.
Ass rules everything around me. Deep in that pussy, yeah, I'm drowning. A shark in the water, how you found me? Best gift from around me. I'm a dog, I go hunting like a bounty.
I'm actually going to stop right there because pretty much the rest of the song is Tyga's. And I mean, verse, and his verse is actually pretty good. I'm not going to knock his verse at all. But what did you guys think about Iggy's part, you know, of the song? How do you guys think? If you guys haven't seen the video yet, but I can break it down. It's just a whole bunch of booty jiggling. There's money everywhere and there's just booties everywhere and poles. It's a strip club, basically, in a music video. All right, so you guys kind of know how the music video is now. So what do you guys think about the song from what you just heard? Whoever's first to chime in.
I think that she could have done something more, like, kind of deep or a little bit better because she was, like, wasn't she gone for quite a while?
Yeah, I haven't really heard anything from her. I don't think she's really been producing too much music, yeah.
Yeah, I really thought it was good.
Like, she sound disappointed as hell. Sound disappointed. Like, ah, oh, Iggy. Poor Iggy.
Yeah.
I thought the beat was really nice, like what Alta said. Like, it was kind of like a bouncy, chill kind of thing. How you can, like, nod your head or, like, bounce that ass. So just, like, a really chill kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the flow, like, the way that she said it, I was kind of digging it.
Yeah, it's very catchy. Yeah. Actually. I ain't gonna hate that.
It is catchy.
Yeah, song.
It is catchy. I yeah, see that, where...
It has a nice undertone of, like, just, I guess, her speaking. Like, kitty, kitty, kitty. You know?
Then you get the power, respect. Post come last.
It's not bad at all, to be honest with you. So far... She must be doing something right, because so far it has 17.4, pretty much 17.5 million views. So, I mean, she must be doing something right. And I think it was recently released. It was just released July 6th. And what is it today? July 9th or 10th or something like that?
Today's the 11th.
Today's the 11th? Okay. So, not even a week in. And that's a guy in... 17.5 million views, pretty much. That's impressive.
I will say this, and excuse me, Swag, for cutting you off, but this one, I like this song way better than her last one, which was Pussy.
That song was terrible.
Yeah, that song is, I was not vibing it, and especially if you watch the music video, that shit kills everything, you know?
The video was terrible too, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible. I ain't gonna lie. Sorry, Iggy. Much love. But let's keep it at 100. But this one song is actually very, very catchy. Mm-hmm. You know, I ain't gonna lie. You saw me over here bopping. I was doing my thing, you know? I was really bopping. And I don't listen to much, you know. Well, I'm diverse with my music. Don't get me wrong. But there's, you know, there's certain songs that I stay away from, but you know what? I actually find myself listening to this. If I'm in the car, I'll bump to this. You know?
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always crying? Oh my God.
Yo, stop, I ain't lying. Like, for real. I do like it. Don't try me, yo. Don't try me, son.
I believe you. I believe you. It's actually pretty good.
I actually do like it. Mm-hmm. It's very catchy, even though, you know, I go more for, like, you know, deep, meaningful songs, you know.
Okay.
Type of chill ups, you know, chill ups type of stuff. But it's really good though. I ain't gonna lie.
All right, we're gonna switch it to, actually, what would you guys like to talk about? We got a couple more minutes. What would you guys like to talk about? Pick anything. Henny-ting. Pick Henny-ting.
Like anything.
Anything.
Well, I came across this interesting topic about, like, if you came across a magic book that whatever you write in it turned to reality, like, and it said what's right. And yeah, I personally, I don't know, because there's so many things, but the first thing would probably be like something about happiness, to be honest. Yeah.
What?
That's not bad. That's not bad. Actually, there's nothing wrong with that. That's actually pretty good. That's a good question. What would you do if you found a magical book? I mean, if you wrote something in it, that's how it goes. If you wrote something in it, would come true. Like, it could just... What's the first thing you would write in it? All right, we'll go around and ask everybody that actually kind of like that. Go ahead.
At first, that seems like a really broad question. But the more you think about it, the more interesting it gets. Because, like, I guess at first, my first thought would be money, because I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I could be a rich person better than any other rich person. And
use money wisely.
Yeah, you know, just stack that shit up, spend it wisely, but spend it efficiently, but still have fun, you feel? And then when I thought about it more, it said, like, anything I want, basically, like, when I was showed it, it said I just write into a book and then reality changes to it. So, like, I guess I just make it so that, like, I don't have to write it down. It just happens on the spot. You know?
If anything. Yeah, that's what you're saying. Okay.
You know, but I'd like to limit myself in some way, because I feel like that's like, you know, when you play GTA for a long time and you have all the cheat codes and you start actually following the rules or something. I mean, at least that's what I used to do. Like, I used to have all the cheat codes, and I was just getting so bored at one point, I just drove with traffic, like, all the time. Like, I was just sitting here like...
I've seen people do that,
so boring.
You actually don't want to run stop lights and all that, red lights and shit? You actually, I know what you mean.
But yeah, I'd like to limit myself in some type of way. Maybe, like, just affect the immediate space around me, or maybe change just, like, I don't know, just really big things. Like, just society, society, life, everything, you know? Like,
what?
I like that. I like that, though. That's actually pretty good. Anyone else? Let's go around the room.
Okay, so you know the show Adventure Time?
Nope. No, I'm joking. Okay. I know it. Go ahead.
So, like, honestly, it's this really good show. It's on Cartoon Network. And so the
they're
land
crazy,
that they live
though.
In...
They're crazy. Those are crazy people on the low, though. You know that, right? They're all crazy as fuck on the low. They're crazy. But continue.
Yeah, so they live on this land called Ooh, and it's just, like, all these little kingdoms of, like, there's one that's candy, one that's fire, one that's ice. Just, like, Ooh?
Is this called Ooh?
Yeah.
That's what their place is called?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ooh.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And it just seems like, and there's, like, so much magic involved, and it's honestly, it appears to be such a peaceful place, like, compared to our life right now. There's not, like, mass destruction and, like, school shootings and, like, bombings and all that stuff. It's just, like...
Really colorful.
It's really colorful, like, really energetic, and it's just such a happy place.
But wait, hold on. May I interject? I do recall that show, and there's a lot of crazy shit that happens in that goddamn show. There's like, zombies that popped up at one point, invaded the kingdom because someone made it. The princess did an experiment. So you really sure you want the world to be like that? Because then motherfuckers are over here, rainbows and tra-la-la, and then zombies pop up and this is Walking Dead. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, but here's the thing.
Shit's getting real. Then shit's getting too real for us, and we need to get the hell out of here.
Zombies and tra-la-la.
So, like, with this land, like, we can grow to be really resilient to this type of stuff and just adapt to it and just, like, learn to fight back, because that's what Ben and Jake do. They just fight back, and they're the heroes, and they save the day, and we'll just be... saved, and everything's just gonna be happy. In my head, everything's just happy.
Okay, I get it. I get what you're saying.
So just like watching the show and seeing the environment around it just makes you fall in love, because they're honestly the most happiest characters I've ever seen. They're just like so happy and energetic and jolly and just
adventuring all the time.
Yeah. And any curveball that goes their way, they just brush it off. Like, it's like they don't get hung up on
the bad things.
They learn to live with it.
Well, but a lot of bad stuff does happen though. And they just kind of like, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I see what you're saying though. I get it. So anyone else?
Well, you know, I will say I have to agree with Alta, you know, on that with the moolah baby. The reason why we already have the health and happiness right now, which is very, I thank God every single day for what we have, you know, but you know, some money can, you know, be quite a help as well. You know, having that moolah, go on vacation, you know, buy a nice house and some land where you can live happy with your family and just no restrictions, you know, just, you know, do your thing and just live life, you know. So it's just be financially well off. That's like what a lot of us, you know, crave, you know, to have, you know. And it's like because we already have, like I said, the love and happiness and the health, you know. So it doesn't hurt to have some money and, you know, live, you know, a little bit more free and go to Fiji and enjoy yourself. Y'all gotta handle
that. That man sound crazy. Somebody gotta bring that man on in. I hear that man louder than y'all.
Yeah, he's doing all types of moans. Come inside, man. Come on.
Man, losing his mind.
Yeah, so that's basically it, you know, with me. I just, you know, some moolah, you know. Mm-hmm. And yeah, but now it's about you, man.
It's about me. What? What do you mean? I don't understand. Yeah.
What would you do? Like what would you write?
I got caught up on yeah. Anyway, so let's see. Me, I already said it and I'm not gonna change my answer. Immortality. That's the first thing. Remember, it's unlimited things I could write, but I'm sticking to my immortality. Mm. I really want immortality. It'll never change. There's so many things that I can do and learn, but since I can write anything I want in the book and it actually happens, then I would like, let's see, something I would. Another thing I would do, I would get rid of racism. So wow, racism no longer exists
powerful,
at all.
My brother.
Like, there's no such thing as racism. People don't hate each other for no stupid ass reason. Like, there's because of color or whatever. I would get rid of that. That would be something I'd write in the book. I think everyone would write money, let's be honest. If I have mortality, I think I would just, seeing as I can outlive everyone, I would just eventually inherit all the money. So it don't really matter. Let's see. Yeah, so maybe money wouldn't be something that I would want. A lot of knowledge. I would want to make sure that my family is okay, you know, safe and secure. Maybe have my family have immortality so we can all learn and grow together for eternity. You know, that'd be probably cool too. There's a lot of things I would do, to be honest with you, but definitely I would get rid of, like, now that I thought about it even deeper, I'd probably get rid of racism and just people's selfishness, because that's what's ruining the world right now, in my opinion.
Swag, much love and respect for you, my brother. I agree with you 100%. Mm-hmm. That is very, very true. I was thinking about that.
And it's also,
yeah, it's very well
said. Man!
Oh my God.
Come on, man.
Stop it. You're lying.
Shut up. No, but seriously, that was very well said. You know, Lean just gave you your props right now, so that was very well said. And
appreciate that.
And it's very true. That's all I gotta say. I agree with you 100%. We all agree with you on that. All
right. So, anything else? Closing statements before we close out? I mean, we've hit pretty much our time limit.
No, that's about it, my brother. Just peace and love to all you beautiful people out there. You know, check out our site at hennytings.com. You know, we're also on Twitter. You can check us out there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Get it.
All right. That is true. Anybody else want to say anything else? I mean, you got your little Twitters, your Instagrams. Go ahead and plug it right now.
Gang, gang, with my pinky
Man. Is it all right now? All right. So I guess that's it. All right. Once again, it's your boy King Swag, joined by the familiar. This is Henny Tings. Catch us at HennyTings.com. Go to check your boy out, King Swag, at I Am King Swag. I think it is it King underscore Swag. I think it's King underscore Swag. I mean, I keep forgetting, but y'all check me out. I'm there all day, every day. Touch your boy. Once again, it's Henny Tings. We're doing big things. Big things. All right. Holla at us. It's been a pleasure. Y'all have a wonderful day, night, whenever. Stay blessed. Holla at your boy.